Penas. Due.
Celebrating this Valentine's Day on October 31st with candy consumption until I bite a razor blade and my major malfunction calls for some stitches to sew the corners of my mouth. Now a mask is exhibited and thus needed to hide my ugly and hideous face away from the audience. Obviously, I'd leave them astonished, awful, and ominously. I fall by the offering of my queen and her offspring to live my life how I'm wanting, to live her life so exhausting and damn right haunting. I'm flaunting around the stage as if she were just my accomplice. And magic is what I gave to these lords and their ladies. Save me, I'm drowning within this tank. It's not entertainment enough to save you the trouble. Well, thanks. I guess not, because you are fixed with those eyes and that evil gaze without blinking. You hope that I will expire and pass away right in front of you, all like Jesus Christ. Save it, trust me, I get it. Welcome to the birth of Cupid. He's riveting and copacetic. Walkie-talkies and bicycles and flashlights. To tell the truth, we had them Super 8 crushes like a second thought. How about we hide you in the basement? Everything sorted. What a nostalgic arrangement. Walkie-talkies, bicycles, flashlights, cigarettes, cheap beer, getting high. On first thought, exercise, patience, firewood, library books, brave men.